The U.S. House of Representatives today approved legislation to cut federal spending deeply through September. The bill, which now goes to the Senate, imposes severe spending cuts aimed at domestic programs and foreign aid, including aid for schools, nutrition programs, environmental protection, and heating and housing subsidies for the poor. Earlier this week, the head of two U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops committees and the president of Catholic Relief Services sent letters to Congress to express concern over the impacts that the cuts will have on those most in need. Catholic Relief Services Senior Director for Advocacy, Bill O'Keefe, told us more.
The continuing resolution, which was just passed by the U.S. House of Representatives, includes about 26% in cuts for the core poverty-focused accounts that, as part of the International Assistance Program of the United States. So these are the parts of the foreign assistance budget that most benefit the poorest people in the poorest countries. So the sorts of things we're talking about are a cut of 50% in international disaster assistance, a cut of 11% or 12% in the Global Health and Child Survival account that includes the main part of the assistance to treat people with HIV. And it includes a 40% cut in the Emergency and Development Food Assistance Program. So they're very draconian cuts to the parts of the budget most targeted to the poorest people. Meanwhile, the continuing resolution only cuts the total budget by 2.6%. So you have a 2.6% in overall cuts and a 26% cut in the parts of the budget most focused on the poor around the world.
Now, bringing it down to layman's terms, let's say, what does this mean for people living both within the United States and abroad?
Within the United States, there's, I didn't even begin to talk about the cuts towards poor women and children in the United States, which is really of great concern to the church, but is not my expertise as a part of the Catholic Relief Services, which focuses internationally. I can tell you specifically internationally, a 50% cut in international disaster assistance means that the resources to help groups like CRS respond to another Haiti type situation or another tsunami or a refugee flow from a civil war, the resources are not going to be there. And we and other groups are not going to be able to respond at the level that anyway approaches the need. Similarly, we're extremely concerned about all the 135 or 150,000 people who are on antiretroviral treatment that just the Catholic Relief Services assists in nine or so countries around the world. How are they going to fare? Will all of them be able to continue to get the life-saving medication that that these programs have allowed them to get? We're very concerned about that. And if these cuts in the end go through, some of those people may not, and that would be catastrophic. Some of them will die, and we think this is morally and ethically irresponsible, and so that's why we're so concerned about this whole issue.
Politically speaking, could these cuts in this type of aid maybe backfire on the U.S.'s image abroad?
Well, I think that there are definitely implications for the U.S.'s image abroad if these cuts in the end make it to the end of the process, and I should say the Senate will develop its own proposal in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll negotiate with the House and with the U.S. administration a final bill. And this is for the rest of the current fiscal year that ends September 30th. And then, so we're unfortunately in the midst of a rather complicated budgeting process here, but so the battle is not over, I guess, is the most important point. But should these cuts or anything like them go through, and the United States is unable to meet its obligations, both morally and then yes, I think it will have a very negative effect on the reputation of the United States. We're concerned, for example, about programs that have been begun that took years to put in place that are having benefits that might need to be very precipitously cut off. And any time that that happens, of course, it's very destabilizing, and it's very concerning. And I think that it would reflect poorly on the donor.
Now, there is one area where CRS praises the bill, and that's in the restoration of the Mexico City policy. Can you tell me a bit about that?
The House bill includes language that would restore the Mexico City policy, which basically is a legislative vehicle to prohibit the funding of groups that perform or promote abortion as part of foreign assistance. And, of course, we are very concerned that monies in the foreign assistance bill not in any way encourage, promote abortion. And so this restoring the Mexico City policy, we think, would be a very positive and important step that the bill would take. And we hope that in the negotiations moving forward, that provision in this otherwise draconian bill will remain. And as I said, this is going to be a complicated negotiation, and our hope is that provisions like that will remain while some of these draconian cuts for the poverty-focused development and humanitarian accounts will be rescinded, and we'll get back to some sort of sane level of budgeting for the poorest people in the poorest countries.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I would add is that our main point is that there is obviously a fiscal crisis and challenge that the Congress and the administration face in the United States, and we are not insensitive to that. But balancing the budget on the backs of the poor is just not acceptable, and it's not effective, and it's not efficient either. If we want to do something about the budget, everything needs to be on the table, including defense, and there need to be sincere efforts to actually address the problem. Cutting the assistance to the poor only hurts the poor, and frankly, it's not going to balance the budget in the long run anyway.